Rogan watch.
I am a real American.
I accept your challenge, brother.
Well, Hulk Hogan and his Hulkamania tour has released a promo in which Hogan accepts Flair's fight on the tour. Hogan in the promo tells Flair to bring his pocket change and his mortgage to his home because he, quote, sure as heck need a new home, that's for sure, end quote. Flair and Hogan, the Hulkamania tour, kick it off in Australia.
So what you gonna do, woo, nature boy, when the power of Hulk Hogan destroys you?
OWW Radio is up next. Dave Cave and Aaron Kendrick, join me, brother, here at OWW Radio.
Put ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, Lordy, but Jesus, I just went through this whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went, all right, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going to do this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
All right, thank you very much. Online, World of Wrestling, OWW Genesis. This is OWW Radio. I am Nick Anthony of the Forbes Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. You're tuned in to the best wrestling talk on the air. We're online. World of Wrestling gets its latest. Where legends and fans come together. With that said, I want to hear from you, whether you are WWE, Raw, ECW, Superstars, and SmackDown viewer. What about TNA, Impact, Ring of Honor, and the Indies? We talked them all, including MMA, man. your opinion counts, and we made it simple for you at our toll-free telephone number. It's 1-866-543-OWW0, 1-866-543-6990, or you can email us at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com, man. Some show news for you. Bret Hart confirmed for an upcoming show appearance. Can't wait for this, man. By far my favorite wrestler of all time. He's going to be here on OWW Radio. Here's the official release from onlineworldofwrestling.com. It is with the utmost honor and privilege that OWW Radio welcomes five-time WWF World Champion, two-time WWF Intercontinental Champion, two-time WWF Tag Team Champion, the 1991 and 93 King of the Ring, 94 Royal Rumble winner, the two-time WCW World Heavyweight Champion, and a four-time WCW United States Champion, the co-holder of the WCW Tag Team title, six-time Stampede North American Champion, 2003, he was the PWI Stanley Watson Award winner. In 96, he was inducted into the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame. He's also the Stampede Wrestling Hall of Famer. He's an OWW Hall of Famer. He's a legendary. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2006. Bret the Hitman Hart confirmed for OWW Radio coming possibly as soon as next week here on the show. Extremely excited for Bret coming on the show. Like I said, by far my favorite wrestler of all time. 80s, 90s, today, of all time, period. Bret the Hitman Hart right here on OWW Radio. Now, you still can be a part of it with your questions and comments. Just send them to radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com or leave a message on the OWW Radio toll-free telephone number at 1-866-543-OWW0. We've gotten some great questions so far from half the forum, it seems, over there on OWW Genesis. I'm actually impressed with our listeners. I mean, you guys with these questions, man. And here's the best part about it. I think I personally saw only one Montreal Screwjob question. So I'm looking forward to this interview. Scott NDX from the Gold Standard OWW Genesis will join me for that interview. He and I are going to knock it out, I promise. Promise.
Nick, I know you and Scott better hope you don't meet me in a dark alley anytime between now and the interview.
Well, dude, I'm sorry. I mean, he's the one that initiated the whole thing, so he has to be a part of it. It's not my fault, man. And then Cave wanted to be in on it as well, and it's only right for Scott to have it since he brought it to the attention. I mean, we've all been emailing Bret for months, but it was Scott going to Ring of Honor and talking to Bret in person.
Complaining about his ticket.
Exactly. That's what really got the ball moving for us here at OWW Radio. So he and I are definitely going to knock it out of the park. And speaking of knocking it out, Major League Baseball Division Series are over. We're moving on to the Championship Series. Four teams, Yanks versus the Angels, the Dodgers versus the Phillies. Now, the Angels and Dodgers both look very good in their Division Series in those games. The Dodgers are really surprising because of the Manny Ramirez situation. You know, he hasn't been the factor that all the Dodger fans had hoped for or hoped he would be, even in the season. Are you watching any of the games, Aaron?
I haven't had a chance to. I just don't know. But I've been wanting to watch the Dodger games.
Yeah, it's been remarkable for the Dodgers this whole season. From get-go,
I mean,
they went on a 13.
Dodgers.
Yeah, they went on in the beginning of the season. You know, they went on a 13-game winning 13 games at home win streak. Then Manny Ramirez got suspended for using the drugs, the hormones, the growth hormones. So Manny Ramirez hasn't been the factor that everyone has been hoping that he would be, and it left a void that Juan Pierre definitely had filled for the team. And then you have the regulars like Andre Ether, Kemp and James Loney, who definitely stepped up, and they have been having the best year of their careers, and if not already, all-stars soon to be.
I heard about the Dodgers and Cardinals game.
Yeah.
I heard the Cardinals got swept.
The Cardinals got swept big time. And in one of the games, it was like two outs going into the ninth inning, and everybody knew that the game was over. The Cardinals was going to win, but, a screw up in the outfield. Just didn't finish it out for the Cardinals, and the Dodgers ended up winning and basically sealing the deal for the Cardinals. They went back to St. Louis and just finished it out there, man. It was great for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
The Phillies with Ryan Howard meet the Dodgers on Thursday, and Manny starting to get his bat back. It might be trouble for the Philadelphia Phillies. They're going to be in Dodger Stadium starting on Thursday. But in the American League, this could go either way, in my opinion, with the Yankees and the Angels. The only team that really had the Angels number, the Angels put out already. It was the Red Sox. Now, the Yankees are always a threat, being a playoff team when it counts. But the Angels rely on small National League baseball, in my opinion, where the Yanks focus a lot on softball mentality of American League, where you guys go up there to the plate and hit the ball hard and hoping for a home run. That's what I think of American League baseball when I think about it. It's just everybody gets up there, hit the ball hard, and hope for a home run. There's no strategy. There's no the chess plan that you see in National League baseball. It's not there in American League baseball to me. So,
and I agree with that mentality 100%. I mean, you just got to – my mentality is just swing and hope you hit something.
Well, yeah, I guess. But you got to be able to move guys over, too. You got to be able to move guys over and play hit and run, and that's what I don't see in American League. I mean, some teams play it, like the Angels I mentioned, and the Red Sox even play it somewhat. But I don't see it a lot with a lot of the American League baseball teams, which is why – I'm a big National League baseball player. So I'm thinking a freeway World Series with the Angels and the Dodgers. What do you think at 866-543-6990 or radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com? Freeway Series, Aaron, what do you think? Angels, Dodgers?
I say Dodgers.
You're saying the Dodgers. I'm going with Dodgers as well. I was watching some of the games with Tom from OWW Genesis. We were just watching these games. We were watching the Yankee game together, and it was crazy how the Yankees, I think it was A-Rod who hit that blast in the right field that brought the Yankees over the Twins, one of those games in the division series. But it was great. Playoff baseball. You can't beat playoff
A-Rod.
Baseball. Yeah, A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, A-Rod's. He's always been one of my favorites.
Yeah, I don't like
I
him
like
that
A-Rod.
Much. Tom don't like him that much either, but it is what it is.
If it came down to the Yankees and the Dodgers, I'd say the Yankees because of A-Rod.
No way. Well, I mean,
he's got batting power.
The Dodgers has that same power though too, dude.
Look at the stats. You compare the Dodgers to Alex Rodriguez and the Yankees, and Jeter. There's no comparison.
And speaking of, the Dodgers and the Yankees face off in 2010. Yeah, they're gonna play each other 2010 in the interim play between the American League and National League teams. So they're gonna square off against each other, and that's gonna be exciting as well. But I'm really hoping for a World Series freeway series in the World Series between the Angels and Dodgers, and I'm definitely going with Dodgers. I put my money on the Dodgers, even though the Angels always have the Dodgers number. All right, Aaron T.A. Kendrick joining us here. Dave Caveman Cave, not here yet, but he's coming shortly, I suppose. Have you spoken with him, Aaron?
I have not since we did the show about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
All right, so we'll find out what's up with Dave and get him on for this week in wrestling history, or I'll do it myself. All right, today on the show, coming up on the program, the Outlaw Mark Vance. You guys remember him, Dream Warrior out of the Carolinas, old schooler in professional wrestling. He's got some information to share with us all and his peers regarding his personal life. Also, he's going to share some stories from the road with us all. Now, this past April, I had a chance to meet a very lovely woman in Beverly B.J. Reyes. Beverly is the wife of a former professional wrestler, Harley Reyes. Here's what I had to say about her. By the way, did you guys hear about B.J. Reyes and her passing this past, what was it, Friday or Saturday? Friday, I believe, maybe Saturday. Did you hear about it, Aaron? Beverly passed away. It was Harley Reyes' wife.
I briefly heard about it from you.
Yeah, well, she passed away.
I kind of want to hear about it.
This is what I wrote on the forum, and also over there, the Cauliflower Alley Club .com or .org website. I just got word that Beverly B.J. Reyes has passed away. The news crippled me as if she was a relative. What a nice, caring person who treated me like I was a part of the frat this past April at the CAC in Las Vegas. I wrote in a recap of the day's events back on April 15, 2009. Daniel is on the line with me, and Harley Reyes is sitting 10 feet away from me. Prior to this, his wife, B.J. Reyes, and I have a friendly conversation about the New York Times. Funny, right? I'm speaking to Harley Reyes' wife about a newspaper, and it wasn't till the end of the conversation that we even mentioned Harley. And although the event is not over till tomorrow evening, this little conversation with B.J. will be remembered. You better believe it. Now, that's the impact that B.J. had on me. Beverly and I would laugh, and occasionally Harley would look over almost jealous-like, it seemed, as though he was thinking, what in the world is he and my wife talking about? Later, I would make my way to Harley and inform him on the topic of his wife and my conversation, and he then asked, which way is the bathroom? And that was the end of that. Harley and I would have other conversations that were great. Harley loved his wife so much, as well as others in the business. Legend after legend alike all spoke about B.J. just as much as Harley. Younger wrestlers echoed the room with praise for her and how she was there for them as well as Harley, but they made it their priority to mention B.J. I am saddened by this news, but I am pleased that all aches housed in her body have been suppressed. My thoughts and prayers are with this family and B.J.'s wrestling family as well. On behalf of OWW Radio, its staff, and myself, Harley, we are praying you through this difficult time. May God continue to bless the Reyes family. Now, there was a service yesterday, and they had one today at 1 p.m. at the Mount Moriah Terrace Park in Kansas City. But you can still send flowers or cards or just well wishes to the family. You can send that to the Eldon Community Food Pantry. It's 312 East 2nd Street in Eldon, Missouri. 65026. I'll say it again. It's the Eldon Community Food Pantry, 312 East 2nd Street in Eldon, Missouri, 65026. Beverly B.J. Reyes, wife of King Harley Reyes, you will always be remembered here on OWW Radio and its listeners alike. We'll take a quick break, come back with more OWW Radio. Trevor Murdoch. He would be honored at the banquet with the Future of Legend Award. And just like everybody else who got up to the mic, either on Tuesday, the Baloney Blowout, or this evening, Wednesday, they all thanked one person. This is the one person that almost everybody had in common. Always had something nice to say about this person in attendance. That person was Harley Reyes. Now, I always knew that Harley was someone special in the professional wrestling industry, but I didn't know that he had a hand in almost everyone wrestling. Almost everyone wrestling nowadays, Harley Reyes, I mean, they all give him praise, all give him thanks for what he's done for them. He helped them so much. His peers love him. The guys that he wrestled with love him. I mean, every night. Whether it was at the PWR show on Monday, the Baloney Blowout Tuesday, and the main event, the presentation, the award show, the banquet on Wednesday. Everybody was thanking Harley Reyes and B.J. Reyes, his wife. Everybody echoed the same thing. Thank you, Harley, here. Thank you, Harley, there. Now, that's truly an icon, a legend, a superstar, a Hall of Famer, a king.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why. You got this look I can't describe. You made me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song of your love. Still I
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloxest, All Time Pose, What If, Fair or Foul, even an e-fed called Takedown. More? Okay. OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard. Okay, that one heard it. That one heard it.
OWW Radio.
Bound man and put his face in the sand. Not the last mafioso, I'm an MC cop. Make it say go LL and do the why. If you think you cannot ride me, yeah boy I bet. Cause I ain't met a motherfucker who could do that yet. Trendsetter, I'm better, my rhymes are good. I got a gold name plate that says I wish you would. And when I begin.
All right, 866-543-6990, 866-543-6990, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. All right, it's raining like crazy out here, Aaron. Here in Los Angeles, the weather definitely has made a change. And, you know, I like the rain. A lot of people don't like the rain. They feel down. They feel aches and pains in their body. They can't go out, whatnot. But I like it because it keeps the homeless off the street. The street doesn't smell like piss every night. Seriously, this is absolutely welcome for me. And then when you wake up in the morning and even late in the evening,
when it keeps the homeless off the street.
It's true. And the street doesn't smell like piss. I don't see anything wrong with that. Is it raining out there? How's the weather out there in Arkansas?
Oh, man. You know, today was a first in my city.
Yeah.
It was raining so hard earlier today that we actually got dismissed from school early.
Ah, sweet.
I mean, it's never done that before.
Yeah. So
we've had tornadoes come through
and still
while
at
we
school?
Were in school, and they're just like, just
get
sit down and do your work.
Get under the desk.
Yeah, oh, grab a book and put it over your head.
That's cool. So
and it rains so, today.
So it's raining hard out there in Arkansas, nonstop, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was raining all through last night. Never stopped through today, and it's still raining.
Wow, man. And not sprinkling. This is coming down, huh?
Yeah, it's coming down. Like, my road out of my dad's house is like a pond.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. You know, last night I was watching Conan O'Brien, the Tonight Show,
yeah.
And he said that yesterday was the first time since they've started doing the Tonight Show rained in Los Angeles.
Huh. You know what? That's true. That's true. Since he took over the Tonight Show, it has not rained in L.A. That's true.
Has it rained where you live?
Well, I live in L.A.
Well, you're in a suburb.
Well, I moved from Rancho. I don't live in Rancho anymore.
When did that happen?
Oh, man. This was like, I don't know, maybe a month? Maybe a month. Yeah.
Why didn't you ever tell me?
Well, you haven't been online, and we haven't spoken to each other in a good while, so
how
can I tell you? Well, it never came up, I guess. Well, here I am.
You were ever moving.
Yeah, I moved. I'm in L.A. now. Well, I grew up in Los Angeles. I mean, so it's really home anyway, but I moved to Rancho Cucamonga when I got married. There we moved back.
Well, at least now you're closer to church.
That's true. Very, very true, my man. Very true. I don't have that hour drive to get here.
Yeah.
All right, we have some news to get to here in the wrestling world. Wrestlers Rescue is currently accepting donations for Captain Lou Albano, who has fallen ill and is currently at home with his family under hospice care. For more info, you can go to WrestlingRescue.org. They're accepting donations for Captain Lou. WrestlersRescue.org. Remember it, WrestlersRescue.org. Very important. Let's see, what else? Big scare for former WWE Diva star. Have you heard about this story? Tori Wilson had what she described as a near-death experience earlier tonight. On her Facebook page, she wrote, "Big scare for me tonight. I was in an emergency room. Thought I was heading up to heaven for a minute there, like I put on my Twitter page earlier. Thanks for letting me stay a bit longer, Jesus." Earlier, she described her situation as having a bad reaction to some meds, and she got really sick out of nowhere. She says she is feeling a lot better now. Wasn't she the one that was on that "I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here"? Was that Tori Wilson?
Yeah. Yeah, that was her.
She was horrible. She looks horrible on that show.
Well,
see what a lot of makeup does to you. That is just bad. Let's see. Other news. The full women's trade details from last night. This courtesy of Devin Cutting. Melina, she was traded from SmackDown to Raw. Beth Phoenix.
By the way, Nick.
What's up?
Have you heard about what happened last night with that stuff?
No, what happened?
All right, they had a Divas Championship match with Mickie James and Jillian.
All right.
Of all people, I don't know why they just picked Jillian out of nowhere.
I don't know. I don't even know why she's still in the WWE. What is she?
I don't know either.
And her gimmick is horrible. But I guess they're going more for entertainment and entertaining the fans with these horrible gimmicks that she has to sing for us, and horrible at that.
Remember the gimmick that she had with the big thing on her face?
Yeah, that, yeah.
And the
boogeyman bit it off.
Bit it
yeah.
off.
Yeah, I remember that.
I've got that on tape somewhere. I recorded that.
Yeah, another horrible angle storyline.
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
But anyway, last night these two wrestle, and after about 5 minutes, Jillian actually wins this match.
Against Melina?
And no, against Mickie James.
Oh, okay. Well, against Mickie James?
And yeah, she was the new Divas champion.
Oh, God. It's crazy.
And about 2 minutes later, Melina's music hits. She comes out and, like, just immediately beats Jillian and is the new Divas champion.
Wow. So they needed a way to transition without Mickey and Melina fighting. And they
I guess so.
They used Jillian to do that. Yeah, how
Yeah, they used a transitional champion.
Yeah. Right, back to the trade details from last night. Beth Phoenix was traded from Raw to SmackDown. Mickie James traded from Raw to SmackDown. Well, that's pretty much why I guess they gave it to Mickie or took it off of Mickie James, right? She's going to SmackDown.
I guess so.
Rosa Mendez traded from Raw to ECW. Brie and Nikki Bella traded from ECW to Raw. And Eve traded from SmackDown to Raw. Of course, also last night it was mentioned that Snoop Dogg will be hosting Raw next week. You looking forward to that at all?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, why not? Yesterday's Raw had a, what was that, 3.35 rating. So there you go. So it beat out.
It's about average for them.
I think it beat out Monday Night Football. Jerry Lawler.
It beats out everything.
Yeah, Jerry Lawler's in the news. You remember it was July 8th, 2009, when he announced he was running for the position of mayor of Memphis in a special mayoral election on October 15th. In 1999, if you remember, Lawler ran for mayor of Memphis, Tennessee. His platform focused on making the streets safer for residents, beautifying the city, and improving the quality of education. In addition, he vowed to attract businesses to Memphis, improve the flow of traffic, create more parks, and decrease property taxes for all of all things. Lawler ended up with 11.7% of ballots, beating 12 of the 15 candidates. Ultimately, however, Mayor Willie Harrington was easily reelected. Moving forward to this year, this race, the latest Memphis poll showed Jerry Lawler at just 4%. So with an October 15 election, which is coming up in the next couple of days, for crying out loud. So with 4%, the election right around the corner, Jerry won't be kissing any babies as mayor of Memphis anytime soon, now, would he?
He might pull it out.
What, 4%? I don't think so. The next couple of days. Yeah, there must be a lot of absentee votes or something. And TNA news.
Wasn't there something weird going on with the ballots in the 2000 election?
Oh, yeah, but that was on a national scale. I don't know. This is a city, local.
Yeah. Yeah, that would happen here. I know that.
Yeah. TNA news. TNA did a 1-point rating this past week. Also, TNA will be holding a house show at the Cumberland County Civic Center in Portland, Maine, December 4th, 2009. Ring of Honor news. Ring of Honor is doing a 40% off sale over there on their website. You can check that out at their website. Also news on Kevin Steen. He suffered a knee injury this weekend, but they're not sure if he'll miss any time. Eddie Edwards looks to be back from elbow surgery in about 6 weeks. All right, Aaron, that is it for our news. I don't think there's anything else that we have here, but you ready for your match of the week? Let's get match of the week out of the way. We got.
I am ready.
We got Outlaw Mark Vance standing by. He's on the line right now, man. So let's do this match of the week with Aaron Kendrick. Is the match of the week from last week, October 4th. Here we go.
OWW Radio.
All right, you can send your Match of the Week candidates to TNA on the gold standard OWW Genesis by logging on TNA, or you can send them to radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. All right, dude, go for it.
All right, Nick. This week, Match of the Week comes from TNA's Global Impact 2 last week and from Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah.
And I believe they had two matches.
Mm-hmm.
On the global, and the first match of the show really caught my attention. It was the Motor City Machine Guns against Team No Limit. Now, this was, you can tell it was taped a few months ago, because this was when the Guns first won the junior tag team titles.
All right.
And plus, Don West was still on commentary.
Yeah.
So, but there were some great spots in this match, and I think we should be able to count this for match of the week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay,
and
what happened?
You know, there was specifically one great dive move that I saw Chris Sabin and somebody, which is, dadgummit. What's the No Limit guy's names?
Don't know.
Well, there was one of them outside. Alex Shelley jumps up on the middle rope on the apron and just, like, spreads out his legs. If you say that's what she said, I'm going to punch you through this phone.
All right, I won't say it.
But he spreads out his legs. And shut up. Alex Shelley just comes flying through and does it like a straight missile dive right through his legs and, like, connects on this dude outside the ring. And it looked perfect, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I've seen some dive moves. Mm-hmm. And we've had some dive moves taking Match of the Week spots here. Like, remember the first Match of the Week was with Generico, and it one of his stupid dives.
Mm-hmm. This is what Daniel wrote on the forum about Global Impact. Global Impact 2, more specifically the Motor City Machine Guns versus No Limit. He said it was freaking awesome to watch this match and know that TNA had No Limit on the roster for months and did nothing with them just leaves me shocked. Well, almost, he said. Even a single pay-per-view rematch with the Guns that was given the time and freedom this one was would have made me happy. I'd like to point out the respect the sport of pro wrestling is given in Japan by the wrestlers. Shelley didn't just hit a weak-looking stomp or drop an elbow to break up a pin attempt. He threw a full-body block to break the cover. The 15-second clip of a still-bloody Shelley at a press conference after the match promoting a title win and challenging No Limit to come to TNA, there was some great build-up for an angle that went nowhere in TNA. Was also 10 times better than any of the skits were presented with from the Real Impact every week. He had some other things to say about Global Impact, but I'll let you continue on, Aaron. Go for it.
Well, I mean, that pretty much hit every nail on every head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going to mention the promo that they did. Like, it's pretty much Japanese tradition to do promos before and after matches in press conference fashion. And they had some with No Limit and the Guns and the Mafia and all of them for their matches. And the ones with the Guns really stuck out to me after the match because of, like, you know, just Shelley sitting there bloody. He cut a good promo. It wasn't very long. It was short and sweet, but it got right to the point, and it was good. And it just made the quality that much better.
Yeah.
And one more thing good about the match.
What's that?
Is the way it started.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like watching an ROH event.
Really?
Just by, like, watching the way it started. I mean, it starts off kind of like amateur wrestling,
mm-hmm.
and then it slowly builds up, and then, like, it's just nonstop action, what TNA is supposed to be about. And
wow,
that's why it got Match of the Week.
Well, I didn't see it, but just reading the updates and also hearing you talk about the Motor City Machine Guns and the whole event, this is what Daniel continues to write on the forum. That's what a wrestling show should be. The video package at the beginning of the show did an excellent job of hyping up the matches to be featured and showed how important the event was. The Americans did a good job of promoting their opponents, which covered for the lack of Japanese coverage, which is understandable given the audience. The cutscenes before each match also helped to illustrate how important the event is. To wrap this up, this was a great show, and if TNA presented me with even a version of this every week, I'd be happy to watch. This is Daniel the Truth writing on OWW Genesis. He continues by writing, I'll bet there was more wrestling in this one-hour show than there was in the two-hour version of regular Impact that aired before. All right, the match of the week with Aaron Kendrick. It was the Motor City Machine Guns versus No Limit. It was the Global Impact 2 for TNA. It was in Japan.
It is worth mentioning, too, that Ring of Honor had a very close match of the week. They had their version of a Royal Rumble match with tag teams, and it almost took it.
Yeah, that's true.
TNA really came in and stole it on this one.
That's true. I saw that match, Aaron, the Honor Rumble over there at ROH. But I'm going to agree with you. Yeah. Global Impact, if you haven't seen it, check it out. Global Impact 2, Match of the Week, Motor City Machine Guns, and New Limit. We'll take a break, come back. Mark Vance is on the line. It's the Whole Law. Mark Vance, the Dream Warrior, here on OWW Radio. 866-543-6990 Radio at Online World of Wrestling. I got a callus on my finger and my shoulder's hurting too. I'm gonna eat them all up just as soon as they turn blue. That's what she said.
Radio. All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. You can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
You took my heart, baby, and you broke it in a thousand pieces. I may not have been much to you, but every man still needs a reason. See, I try so hard to love you, girl. I paid attention to you every need.
Mark Vance.
And right now my soul is crying.
Retired professional wrestler. I'm doing just fine, Mark. He's a retired professional wrestler, worked out of North and South Carolina back in the day, joining us now here on OWW Radio. Mark, thanks for taking time out of your day for us here on OWW Radio. I'm glad you're here with us, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Glad to be here.
So you've had a pretty illustrious career in the industry working with Wahoo McDaniel, the Rock and Roll Express, just to name a few. Can you tell us when you got started and what brought you to this industry of professional wrestling?
What brought me to this is I live in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Right.
And I used to go to matches at the Coliseum, and I got to know Wahoo McDaniel. And I started selling his merchandise pictures for him.
So Wahoo McDaniel was your inspiration, getting you into the business and really showing you the ropes.
Yeah, he really was good at that. Through the years, we stayed friends, and I've had a lot of matches against him also. And, when he went, when he left Crockett's, and he was doing this independent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
what year was this, Mark?
1987.
1987. That's when you got started here in professional wrestling.
That's when I got started.
Okay. Now, growing up, some of the wrestlers that you idolized, other than McDaniel, who would they be?
Johnny Valentine.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Valentine. Okay, and we're not talking about Greg the Hammer Valentine.
No, we're talking about the man.
The man.
The Hammer.
All right. What are some of your memories from watching him or seeing him wrestle?
I remember watching him, and he was so methodical the way he did his moves. He took it slow. He took it easy. He didn't let his match get going too fast. He wanted to slow control the match. He controlled it all the way through, and he done an excellent job on his work as far as being working on the opponent, making the other opponent look really good too, also.
Right. So he had that ability to make himself as well as his opponent look good in the ring. Something that we rarely see nowadays in this current professional wrestling industry. With saying that. At that stage or in that era of professional wrestling, Mark, did you have any idea that it would turn into what we are experiencing and witnessing today at professional wrestling?
I would never thought that that the guys would be getting paid what they're getting paid to do professional wrestling. You got these guys like the Hardy brothers. I use them as examples. Matt and Hardy. They was in Raleigh. And I used to work in the independent league down there when they were down there. And they worked with me on shows all the time. Chris Plano in the Carolinas. What really bothers me about the new guys, the way they do stuff, is the money. They let the money go to their head. They make too much money. They ain't got to worry about going out and working the next night to show like we used to have to do. You know, you got the van, you drove for 5-7 days, you know what I'm saying?
I completely understand. So the current wrestlers, they make too much money. They don't have to rely on constantly performing day after day, in hopes of making more money to take care of their family. They get it in one show, basically, right?
Oh, yeah, basically. You know, Wallace told me one time, he said, I can't believe what Ric Flair is making. This is right when Wallace retired. He said, I can't believe Ric Flair is what he's making. Made money and the difference, and I'm the one who made Ric Flair who Ric Flair is.
Wow.
You know, beyond you people that helps people become somebody.
Right.
You know, and you got your little mentors, and I think Ole and Gene Anderson was another. I thought Ole Anderson was cool, but Gene Anderson was the man. You know, he did all the training up in Mooresville. With him and Nelson Roll. And he wanted to say, Green Barrel, come here, Green Barrel. Give me 50 bumps off the top rope. you don't know now what if they do 50 bumps off the top rope, you don't know what they do anymore, you know?
Right. I hear you. What are some of your what are some of your fondest memories of working in the business?
Fondest memories of working in the business is I always worked more as a heel. But once in a while, I'd be babyface and just having fun with the guys. And we used to have a lot of fun pulling pranks on each other and stuff. And it's on the road. It's just a lot of fun on the road, especially when you get married and stuff. You get married sometimes.
You're right.
When I found I had leukemia, I started looking up some of my old friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Valiant, you know, the Boogie Woogie Man.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We had him here. We had him on the show a couple of months back. We had him on.
Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man Valiant gave my friend Robbie McBride his name to use.
Really?
Jimmy Robbie McBride. Boogie Woogie Man. I don't understand that either, but you know.
All right. We're talking to the Outlaw Mark Vance here on OWW Radio. Mark, you mentioned that you learned that you had this illness, leukemia. On a personal note, it was September 29th when we learned publicly from the Greensboro Sports website, greensborosports.com. When you informed us of the leukemia, what was your initial thoughts on this? What was going through your head once you found out about this that day?
Well, when I found out about it was I sat back and I thought long and hard. I thought what I want to do if I make it or don't make it, but I got an attitude of where I'm going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
I mean, the doctor said my bone marrow. It's down in my bone marrow, what they think it is. I got to have bone marrow transplant, or whatever they call it, or
transplant,
how they do it. I don't know. But Dr. Valdemata, he's a guy in Greensboro. I used to do a show in Greensboro all the time when I was younger, when I was growing up. To find out you got a disease like that, and I was a wrestler, and I'm a big boy, and I can usually do what I want to do. Kind of hard when it gets you humble you a little bit, you know what I mean?
Now, in the article from GreensboroSports.com, September 29th, you mentioned you're ready to go if it's your time, but you like to leave on your own terms. Sometimes we don't have a choice. If your number is up, If the count is at 9.5, not even Tommy Young could save you. Now, you have a lot of memories from the past that you remember to inspire you day to day. What can you share of these memories that may encourage someone else here on OWW Radio?
You always think about the good times you had in your life. You always have bad times in your life. But like I said, you know, I've had a good life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had a real good life. And I got kids. I wouldn't want to leave my kids, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but I guess if I had to go, I could go. You know, I don't want to go. I don't want to go, but if I had to go, I could go. Because, like you said, numbers are up. When it's up, it's up.
A lot of wrestlers.
Makes any sense to you.
Right, I completely understand. Outlaw Mark Vance joining us here on OWW Radio, radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's the email address. Now, Mark, a lot of wrestlers, especially from the past generations, when the sport wasn't as glamorous or put on this grand scale as it is today, they face harder times, whether personal finance, spouses, family, et cetera, whatever. Now, did you have the support and the togetherness of your family that is so often lacked in the industry from when you made this about public? When you made your well, it could be a public?
I had my family, and they knew what I'd done, and mm-hmm. I mean, it was hard. You know, I had young kids, but they grew up, and I wouldn't work as much after I worked up a nightclub in Greensboro,
uh-huh.
a topless club that way, because I was trying to find a way where I could maybe spend more time at home. And,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like traveling and doing the bookings and doing things, you know, and just having a good time. It was a good time to me, you know.
Right.
But my family's important too, but being it was a good time when you had that.
What about the wrestling world? What about the wrestling world, Mark? The fraternity, your coworkers, at the time, or even the ones today. Have any of them been in contact with you? Do you speak with any of them?
Well, I talked to a few of them. Ricky Martin is one of the guys that I really feel for. You know, he's 50 some years old, still out there knocking every night. He's got to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one time he could have been on top of the world, you know.
Mm.
And people let things get in their way. Substance get in their way, I say that much.
Oh, wow. You know? Wow. Well, so I guess the same thing you can say about Jeff Hardy. He was actually on the top of his game, but the substance got in his way.
If you can make $400,000 a year and like, if you make $400,000 a year and be happy and do and take days off and everything, wouldn't that be a pie job?
Absolutely.
You know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. But what he did with the money afterwards is what cripples me and troubles me. I guess that's another show, another time.
See, It's like this. Them boys are too young. I mean, they're too young. They hadn't got the stripes, as they say. When I came up, you come up with a greenhorn, and you worked in there. And you always get butt kicked about every night until you got up there and got popularity.
Right.
You were basically out there for them to teach you how to become somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, to clear it up for those who may not know, leukemia, what exactly is it? It deals with blood cells, correct?
Yes, blood. What the name of mine is blood cancer.
Okay.
I got blood cancer. That means my white cells are real high.
Okay.
And I can't fight off infection.
All right.
My bone marrow, it goes into your bone marrow. And if you catch it before it goes into your bone marrow, they might can do something for you. You got a better chance of making it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, then you don't have a good chance of making it.
So it's a unrestrained proliferation of blood cells. That's what leukemia is. And with the weather changing here from summer to fall and soon winter, you have pretty much an uphill fight on your hands with this, huh?
Oh, yeah. I thank the Lord every day I wake up, you know. And I thank him for a beautiful day I got. And I thank the Lord for my life that I have, because I've had a beautiful life.
Absolutely.
You know, I've done everything. I've dined with kings and queens and everybody else. The man, I can do that's the role, you know, things you can do this and do that, but I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. I'm coming for you.
So you're a belt collector. You like collecting the belts?
I like belts too, so.
Okay.
I'm a belt collector.
Well, did you hear about Ric Flair, the NWA the belt that he squandered away? I suppose now it's up for bid. Did you hear about that?
It's on eBay?
I believe so. It's on eBay.
And that's what it says about, because you don't have one month to believe. It says Ric Flair's belt.
Yeah.
I don't understand about Flair. I heard so many different stories about him. Is he broke? He's going on tour with Hulk Hogan, or, you know,
yeah,
I don't understand what's going on with him.
He's on this tour with Hulk Hogan, the Hulkamania tour that's starting in Australia. And
matter of fact,
he just got, he's engaged now again. He's getting married again.
Flair,
yeah.
He just got married when he quit the WWE. Then he owes him money, I heard. They're trying to collect from him on that.
Oh, he owes Ring of Honor money. I believe he owes some other company. He owes a lot of people money, I believe. That's Ric Flair.
And Flair's been one of them guys that always, you know, ever since I met Flair, I'll never forget the first time I met him was in Greensboro. Uh-huh. He had this old black funeral home limousine car.
Uh-huh.
It had his name on the back of it with fish tape. Like daughters. Ric Flair. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I tell you. I'm gonna try to get you. If you send me your email, you have your email address.
Yeah, I have your email address. I seen it on GreensboroSports.com. So I'll just send you an email, and then we can stay in contact that way.
Yes.
I have a couple more questions.
Send me an email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Outlaw Mark Vance still joining us here on OWW Radio. Mark, now who has been who's been some of your favorite opponents over the years?
My favorite opponent?
Yeah.
Well, the opponent I liked to work with the best was Mountain Man Rick Link.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Koloff back in the day. let's see. The Rock and Roll Express when Robert and Ricky worked. And the Nasty Boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good, you know.
Okay.
And Paul Jones, when he started doing Charlotte back in about, I think, 87, went down and talked to him about working for him.
Mm-hmm.
But we never did go to work for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about least favorite?
My least favorite wrestler? the one I hate?
Yep.
The person I hate the most? That list is long and it's steep. I think he's stuck on himself is Vince McMahon.
Really?
I ain't worried about saying it.
Wow.
Vince McMahon is stuck on himself.
Wow.
You know, I mean, he made it rich, yeah, but man, you know, people are rich, they don't fuck money like they do, you know, it just makes you sick when you come out walking out there. But he got a good, he's a gimmick, I guess he's a gimmick setter.
Yeah. Now, do you periodically tune in to professional wrestling? Whether it's I know how you feel about Vince, so you probably don't watch much of WWE. But what about the other promotions out there? Ring of Honor, TNA,
TWA. Okay. I watch Jeff Jarrett. Do you?
Okay.
TNA.
You like TNA?
Yeah, that's that. Plus, they got some other ones on the cable that I watch. AW, the old AWAs on ESPN.
ESPN.
You know,
yeah,
back
ESPN
in the old days, they had reruns of that.
Right.
I'm going to look on some shows close by. I'm going to start going to some shows before I get sick, you know.
Uh-huh.
Real sick, you know.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
All right, Outlaw, Mark Vance, Dream Warrior, what's around the corner for you? Where can we stay in touch with you on the net? You would give us your email address, or you got a website that's coming out?
Yeah, you know my email address.
Okay.
It's Vance, V-A-N-C-E, that's Mark, M-A-R-K, 45, at yahoo.com.
All right, Vance.
And please, anybody out there listening to the show, wants to get in touch with me, ain't seen me in a while, I'd love to talk to you.
Absolutely. Vance Mark, Vance Mark at yahoo.com. Give it to us one more time, Vance.
Okay, Vance, V-A-N-C-E, Mark, M-A-R-K, 45, at yahoo.com.
Vance Mark 45 at yahoo.com. It's been a pleasure, Mark, and on behalf of the staff and the listeners here at OWW Radio, our thoughts and prayers are with you. We'll be in constant contact, man, with you. Outlaw, right. Mark Vance. Vance Mark 45.
All right, 45, bro. You take care of yourself.
I absolutely will, Mark. Thanks for coming on with us.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, 866-543-6990. Mark Vance here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloxest, All Time Pose, What If, Pharaoh Foul, even an eFed called Takedown. More? Okay. OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard. Okay. That one hurt it.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, news, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Vince
Nick Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
OWW Radio.
Shut up this time.
All right, 866-543-6990, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com, man. Had a great show so far. Outlaw Mark Vance joined us last hour talking about his bout with leukemia. Also discussing this professional wrestling industry that we're in today compared to his generation, the past generation. We talked about Captain Lou Albano, WrestlersRescue.org. Write that website down, WrestlersRescue.org. Your donations are needed for Captain Lou, man. Also, Eldon, Missouri, Harley Race's wife, Beverly, BJ Race. Remember that family in your thoughts, your prayers. All right. Dave Caveman Cave not joining us today. That's okay. Catch him next week, right? Yes. TNA Aaron Kendrick joining us here on the show, co-hosting today. It's time for This Week in Wrestling History. Then we'll end out this show. Get ready for Bret Hart, man. Woo! Can't wait for that. Excited for Bret Hart coming on the show. Your questions, your comments are still being accepted at Radio and Online World of Wrestling.com for the Bret Hart interview. Radio at Online World of Wrestling.com or the toll-free telephone number 866-543-6990. This week in wrestling history, Dave Caveman Cave not here. I'll do it myself, man. How about that?
OWW Radio.
All right. Big things happening this week, Aaron, and this week in wrestling history. Let me scroll down here. 1992, October 12th. Speaking of the Hitman, Bret the Hitman Hart, he defeated Ric Flair yesterday for the, well, not yesterday, but October 12th, 92, for the WWF heavyweight title in
Saskatchewan.
Thank you.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Right. This was the first of the five WWF championship reigns for Bret Hart, and he would hold the title this reign until April 4th, 1993, when he was defeated by Yokozuna in Las Vegas, Nevada. In 98, Ken Shamrock, he defeated X-Pac in the tournament final for the WWF Intercontinental title in New York. Shamrock would hold the title until the 14th of February when he was defeated by Val Venus in Memphis, Tennessee. Also, October 12th.
Am I the only one that really liked Ken Shamrock in the WWF?
I didn't like him either. So, yeah, pretty much. I think so. All I can remember with Ken Shamrock,
I thought he had some great matches.
The only thing I can remember about Ken Shamrock is him and Blackman in that asylum match or whatever they call that with the weapons and all that. I don't know, even Last Man Standing. I don't know what it was, but you remember that? Was it at an In Your House
or
something like that?
Was it called a dungeon match?
I don't know what it was, but it was awful, and that's the only thing I remember.
I remember Shamrock and The Rock. I remember all their matches.
I remember when Ken Shamrock teamed with Ahmed Johnson. What a horrible tag team that was.
I didn't even know they was a tag team.
Yeah, I mean, it was a brief.
I knew they teamed up at the Survivor Series 97.
Yeah, it wasn't like a formal tag team where, you know, they had a lengthy run. I think they were just put together, just to get through a program or something like that. I don't know what was going on with that.
Ahmed Johnson just sucked anyway.
Yeah, well, Ken Shamrock was in good company then. All right, October 12, 1999, Mankind and The Rock defeated the New Age Outlaws for the WWF Tag Team title in Birmingham, Alabama. The Rock and Sock Connection would only hold the title for 6 days, however. They were defeated by Hardcore and Crash Holly in Columbus, Ohio. That was October 18, 1999.
Horrible booking.
Yeah. 1945. Virgil Riley Runnels Jr. You know who that is?
Mac and Dream.
American Dream.
Yep. Virgil Riley Runnels Jr., better known as the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, is born in Austin, Texas. His birthday was yesterday, man. 1949, October 12th.
Happy birthday, Dream.
Yeah, belated birthday. 1949, Stan the Lariat Hansen is born in Knox City, Texas. 1983, Ernie Roth, the Grand Wizard. The Grand Wizard would die of a heart attack at the age of 54. October 13, 1981, Mr. Fuji and Mr. Saito defeated Tony Guerra and Rick Martel for the WWF Tag Team title in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Fuji and Saito would hold the belts until June 28, 1982, when they were beaten by Chief J and Drew Strongbow in New York, New York. 1985, October 13, Ivan and Nikita Koloff defeated Rick Morton and Robert Gibson for the NWA World Tag Team title in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Rock and Roll Express would regain the belts on November 28th in Greensboro. 1992, that same day, October 13th, Money Incorporated defeated the Natural Disasters for the WWF Tag Team title in Regina, Saskatchewan. Did I say it right this time, Aaron?
Yeah.
DiBiase and Rotunda IRS would hold the title until they were defeated by the Steiner Brothers in Columbus, Ohio on June 14, 1993. Bad. October 13, 1997, the Steiner Brothers defeated Scott Hall and Six for the WCW Tag Team title in Florida. They would hold the belts until the 12th of January, 98, when they were defeated by Scott Hall and Kevin Nash in also in Florida. 2001, same day, NWA heavyweight wrestling title held up when Mr. Wrestling, Steve Corino, was unable to continue against Hashimoto, Shinya Hashimoto. On December 15th, a four-way Ironman match was held between Hashimoto, Corino, Dylan Knight, and Gary Steele in McKeesport, Pennsylvania, with Hashimoto winning the match. And the titles. How about that? October 13, 1926, Walter Killer Kowalski is born in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. So it's Kowalski's birthday. October 14, 1985, Butch Reed defeated Dick Murdoch for the Mid-South North American heavyweight title in New Orleans, Louisiana. Reed would hold the title until January 1st, 1986, New Year's Day, Pat, when he was defeated by Dick Slater in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Butch Reed's another guy I really like.
Mm-hmm. You like Butch Reed, huh?
My dad kind of grew up on Butch Reed.
Butch Reed, yeah. October 14th, 1994, Shawn Michaels is beaten up in Syracuse, New York, outside Club 37. Apparently, there is a code among wrestlers that you can't lose a legit fight with a non-wrestler. And this fight hurt Michaels' reputation in the locker room. Add to this his posting in Playgirl 1996, which has a mostly homosexual readership, and he didn't help his cause much backstage. So Shawn Michaels in 1994, October 14th, falling into some controversy there, huh? Getting beat up at Syracuse and then the Playgirl article in 96.
It's got a lot of stuff to go with it, too. I mean, the time they had the Raw go off the air with Shawn Michaels unconscious in the ring.
Yeah, man, I remember that. October 14th, 2002, Chris Jericho and Christian defeated Hurricane and Kane for the WWE Raw Tag Team title in Montreal, Canada.
Canada.
What am I doing, man? They would hold the titles until December 15th when they were beaten by Booker T and Goldust in Fort Lauderdale.
Booker T and Gold Dust.
Yes, waste of time. 1947.
Horrible booking.
Yeah. How do you say this? Let's see. 1947, October 14th. Josip Nikolai Perzuvic, a.k.a. Nikolai Volkov, is born in the Socialist Republic of Croatia, Yugoslavia. So Nikolai has a birthday. coming up tomorrow.
Wow, you can pronounce Yugoslavia, but you can't pronounce Canada.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Canada,
yeah. You try pronouncing Nikolai's real name. Let's see if you can do that, genius.
I know I can't.
All right, so easy.
I'm not going to try.
October 15th, 19th.
I don't do names.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't do much of anything, but that's another story. October 15th, 1958.
That's what she said.
Yeah, horrible booking. 1958, Jeff Gaylord is born in Columbus, Ohio. October 16th, what happened October 16th? 1997, Bam Bam Bigelow defeated Shane Douglas for the ECW heavyweight title in New York, New York. Bigelow would hold the title until November 30th, when he was beaten by Shane Douglas at the November to Remember event.
Remember.
You remember that? Okay. In 1999, same day, October 16th, Lobo defeated Justice Payne for the Combat Zone World Ironman title in a Cage of Death match in New Jersey. Lobo held the title until March 11, 2000, when he was beaten by Wife Beater in New Jersey, Sewell, New Jersey. October 16, 2000, William Regal defeated Al Snow for the WWF European Heavyweight title in Detroit, Michigan on an episode of Raw. Regal would hold the title until December 2nd when he was defeated by Crash Holly in Sheffield, England. 1965, same day, Richard C. Williams, a.k.a. The Renegade, was born in Georgia. 1973, Peter Joseph Polacco, a.k.a. Justin Credible, P.J. Walker, and Aldo Montoya is born in Ozone Park, New York.
You remember Aldo Montoya?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man, he's the one that used to wear the jock strap on his head.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You remember him?
I do now, yeah. Who can forget? All you gotta do is mention the jock strap, and then everybody will remember. All right, October 16, 2003, Stu Hart died as a result of pneumonia and a stroke at the age of 88. Let's see. What is this? October 17th, 1982, the Masked Superstar defeated Paul Orndorff for the Georgia National Heavyweight title in Atlanta, Georgia. Orndorff will regain the title from the Masked Superstar on November 17th, also in Atlanta. Yeah. 1999, October 17th, WWF holds No Mercy at the Gund Arena in Cleveland. 18,742 people attended the event. Some of the highlights on the card, we saw The Godfather defeat Midian. Oh, the Fabulous Moolah. She defeated Ivory to win the WWF Women's Championship. Moolah was in her 70s. She was in her 70s at the time. And this win made her the oldest women's champion in wrestling history. The Hollies defeated the New Age Outlaws by disqualification. China defeated Jeff Jarrett for the Intercontinental title after hitting him with a guitar, making her the first woman to ever.
Guitar.
Yeah, the guitar, making her the first woman to ever hold the IC title. The Rock defeated the British Bulldog. X-Pac defeated Bradshaw, Kane, and Farouk in a four corners elimination match. X-Pac. Matt and Jeff Hardy defeated Edge and Christian in a ladder match. Triple H
Age
defeated...
Age and Christian.
What did I say?
You said Age.
Oh, Edge. Where is Edge? Is he still out or what? Is he back?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Huh. I haven't heard anything about Edge.
I haven't even seen him. Maybe I've not been watching much. I don't know what's going on with me. I got to start getting back
in the
scene.
Well, I mean, he's been out with an injury, but they haven't been talking about him.
Hmm. Let's see. Triple H defeated Steve Austin to retain the WWF Championship after The Rock accidentally hit Austin with a sledgehammer. That was at the Gund Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. No Mercy, 1999. All right. October 18th, 1997, Little Guido and Tracy Smothers defeated John Cronus and New Jack for the ECW tag team title in Philadelphia. They would hold the title.
Our buddy New Jack.
Yeah, our buddy. Good buddy, huh?
Yes. So what?
They would hold the title until December 5th when they were defeated by Doug Furnace and Phil LaFleur and Waltman. 1998, WWF holds Judgment Day in your house at the Rosemont Horizon. 18,153 people attended. In 99, Conan and Rey Mysterio Jr. Defeated Harlem Heat for the WCW Tag Team title in Pennsylvania. They were stripped of the titles due to the leg injuries suffered by Mysterio. October 24th, Harlem Heat defeated Conan and Billy Kidman and Brian Knobbs and Hugh Morris in a triangle match to regain the title in Las Vegas, Nevada. All right, am I done with this? Oh, jeez, thank God. All right. That's it for this week in wrestling history. And that's pretty much up. We're done with the show pretty much here, Aaron. Anything else you want to add here that I may be missing?
What the crap? I don't know.
All right. Thanks to the outlaw, Mr. Mark Vance. Remember, keep him in your prayers. So the Race family, with their loss of BJ Race, thanks to co-host Dave, K-Man, Cave, TNA, Aaron Kendrick, the rest of the producers, Shock Scott, Corey the EP, Daniel the Truth, online, worldofwrestling.com's Brad Dykens, man, and also Jason Dedrich of BPI Verdella. OWW Radio is on iTunes now, finally, man. You can go over to iTunes. Download iTunes first, then go to the iTunes store, search OWW Radio, and subscribe already. And don't forget to leave feedback, slap nuts. Chickfight.tv, clickwrestle.com, sign up, register already. $2.95 downloads. You can watch some of your favorite wrestlers over at clickwrestle.com. Bad. OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forms, over at online, worldofwrestling.com. OWW Radio gets its news from f4wonline.com and wrestling-radio.com. Also, pwinsider.com. You can email us at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com or toll free at 866-543-OWW0, 866-543-6990. Toll free, man. Crying out loud. Okay, I'm out of here. Bret Hart next week. Can't wait, baby. We're out online. WorldofWrestling.com.
Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees of Venice.
OWW Radio.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.